Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from National Opinion Research. I am conducting an opinion research survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Okay. Since you answered no to that question, we can go ahead and continue with the survey. Really appreciate your participation, okay? Let's see here. Next question is, just to be sure we are representing everybody in the country, may I ask your race?
What rate?
I'm sorry?
My what?
Your ethnic background, your race?
Oh,
Yes.
Afro-American.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably.
Probably vote or not vote?
Probably vote.
Okay, thank you. And if you don't mind,
I'm
what's
in your
your
way,
age?
baby.
Okay.
Huh?
And if you don't mind us asking, what is your age?
55.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not motivated at all, to a 10, where it means that you're extremely motivated.
Or
Okay, thank you. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
more.
Okay, and would you say somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Care not to answer.
Okay, thank you. Next question. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Care not to answer.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Thank you. Thinking about issues facing the community now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two, okay? So I'm going to go down the list here and read all the issues, and then you can tell me which two are the most important to you, okay? The first one is making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. Next, improving K through 12 public school education. Next, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. Next, creating more jobs and raising wages. Next, border security. Next, reducing crime. Next, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. Next, combating division and racism. Which two?
Healthcare.
Okay.
Be one. Creating jobs and increasing the minimum wages and
okay. Thank you so much.
Pay rates.
Okay. Thank you. Next, now I like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100 on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold, okay? You can choose any number between 0 and 100. And you can also say that you never heard of that person or that organization, okay? Okay, first person is Hakeem Jeffries.
I don't even know who that is. I'm just going to tell you. I heard the name, but I don't even know who it is.
Okay, thank you. Next, Cornel West.
No answer.
Okay. Next, Democrats in Congress.
50.
Okay, thank you. And next, Tim Scott.
Who?
Tim Scott.
I don't know who that is either.
Okay, that's fine.
I ain't really into this politics.
Next, we have Joe Biden.
50.
Okay. Next, Kamala Harris.
75.
Thank you. Next, Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Next, Republicans in Congress.
50.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, and now, I know it's still a long way out, but if the election for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote?
Okay. Start back over. I don't know about Biden, no Trump, Cornel West, no. Who else you call that?
So we have Joe Biden, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Jill Stein, Cornel West, and that's it.
That's the only female? Stein?
Yes.
I don't know.
You're still undecided?
I'm undecided. Well, yes, I really am.
That's fine. That's fine. Let's move on.
Okay, I got a conference here in a minute. I got to go to.
We're almost done. We're almost done. Can you give me one more minute?
30 seconds.
It's okay. It's fine. You can go ahead and go. Thank you. Have a good night.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I found one book.